I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created, the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples of the Eastern Kulin Nation, as traditional owners and custodians, and pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. I'm your host, Erin Constable, for this week's Mojo Radio Bulletin. In politics this week, New South Wales has elected the Labor Party in the state election held on Saturday. Incoming New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said the state has voted for a fresh start, with Labor looking to form a majority government in New South Wales. On to federal politics. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has supported an increase to the minimum wage as the Fair Work Commission sets to review pay rates. The unions are pushing for a 7% pay rise to the minimum wage to help alleviate rising inflation and cost of living pressures. Mr. Chalmers says the government will not put a number on their submission to the minimum wage review. To sports and gaming. The Suncorp Super Netball League had to abandon last week's tight match between the Adelaide Thunderbirds and New South Wales Swifts. The game had a delayed start due to the slippery decals on the flooring of the court. It was then forced to break at half-time due to a power outage at the Netball South Australia Stadium. The power could not be restored in the time period allotted for the game to be played, so the game was discontinued at half-time, leading to a 25-goal tie between the teams. In environment news, an Australian clean energy trial has been successfully completed in the Bass Strait. The Wave Energy Trial by Wave Swell Energy constructed a 1,000-tonne generator which harvested electricity from the waves in the Bass Strait near King Island. It then fed the electricity to the local power grid. Wave Swell Energy Chief Executive Paul Geeson said he is taking the technology international after a lack of political and financial support from both state and national governments. To arts and culture. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival has kicked off this week for its 37th year. It will run for 3.5 weeks with more than 600 shows occurring around the city. It is the second year after the pandemic that the Melbourne Comedy Festival is occurring, with an exciting lineup of both international and local comedians and artists. To education and Monash. Representatives from the Monash Building and Property Division have been counting the number of students using the shuttle bus service between Caulfield and Clayton after widespread complaints of crowding on the service. Students have seen the bus at full capacity, with some students being forced to stand for the entire journey. There have also been reports of students being denied entry onto the bus at their desired time due to the overcrowding issue and capacity limits. Monash Student Association President Sebastian Schultz has said they are working with Monash Building and Property Division towards a solution. Find out more about this issue on mojonews.com. That is all for today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune into our bulletin next Friday.